Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Check, check, check. Welcome back, Fade or followers. We are on the eve of the eve of Gambler's Paradise. It's Tuesday night here. Thursday night marks the beginning of March Madness. It is my favorite day of gambling, the Thursday and Friday of March Madness. I think it's everyone's favorite day of gambling. I know Ty did a top five gambling days of the year. This was number one, I believe, or was it the Super? It couldn't have been the Super Bowl because I think we did it the same year. Ty went over 16. That number is just going to keep growing as the years go. I'm just going to tell that story. My kids are going to think you went 0-40 on props. Ty, how excited are you? I'm like a kid. It's like Christmas time. I'm pumped. Yeah, I unfortunately followed on Sunday. I watched the players, and I had a friend text me right before the round. He said Minwoo Lee is locked in, so I put him in there at 250, and then the second hole, I think he triple bogeyed. It was just terrible start to that day. I tuned out and ended up Scheffler kind of ran away with it there at the end, right? So, but we're not tied. We're not stop trying to sucker people into golf talk. This is March Madness. Dave, are you feeling the madness? Yeah, and so we all pick these things differently. That's one of the great parts about having 32 games on in 2 days. You can pick different ways. So I'm bringing you my two best bets from every region. Dave and Ty might be doing something a little bit different, but we're just going to go ahead and we're going to start out here. So let's go to the South region because it's the first one I look down. It's the first thing I see. I'm going to start us here because we are a podcast that's based out of North Carolina, even though only one of us lives in North Carolina. Give me NC State to cover 5.5 points against Creighton. This was a really weird game for me to pick because NC State, I didn't even think should be in the tournament. They got absolutely blown out by Clemson twice this season within the last month, and Clemson didn't make it. I think Clemson beat them by 15 and then by 16. NC State either stays close or absolutely gets blown out of the gym. There is no in-between. There's no 7-point losses. It's a 3-point loss or a 15-point loss for NC State. And I think here in March against a team that doesn't really blow out guys in Creighton, I think they're going to keep this one pretty close. Give me NC State plus 5.5, the 11 seed. Losing to the 6 seed, but keeping it interesting. Rutgers, yeah. Yeah, I don't think NC State wins, like I said, and I am also a fan of Kolkbrenner. I don't think that Creighton has a history of blowing teams out this season. I mean, I was looking back through their game logs. They keep games close, and I think when March happens, everything stays even closer. NC State's a little more efficient offensively than Creighton, and I think it'll be a close game. I have one more game here in the South. San Diego State, the 5 seed, they're taking on 12 seed Charleston. Give me San Diego State -5.5. Charleston's been a fun team to kind of watch this year because they play nobodies and they're on like the ESPN Plus shitty gym, like really bad commentary games. But when they play teams that are like of relevance, they've sucked. They took on North Carolina earlier this year. I think they lost that game by 18 or 22. It was something crazy. I don't think CFC is going to get blown out of the gym, but I don't think 5.5 points here is enough for this 12 seed against a 5. And I know that this is always the popular matchup of the year, 5 versus 12. Every single year, everyone loves the 5v12s. Give me the 5 in this one. San Diego State's going to cover. Yeah, Dave, you have 2 picks in the South, too, and you're starting with your hometown team of Maryland? When I say West Virginia basketball, what is the first thing both of you guys think of? I think of defense, right? And so when I was looking through these matchups, you would be stunned that Maryland is a much better defensive team than West Virginia is this year. West Virginia has kind of coasted this whole season on name brand value. They have not been a great team. Yes, they've gotten a little hot towards the second half of the season. Dave, I love this pick. I think +115 is pretty good value here for a Maryland team that's probably the better team than West Virginia right now. Yeah, Dave, what's your second pick from the South region? Yeah, is Sean Miller still at Arizona? He's not, right? Yeah, all I remember when I think Arizona, Sean Miller's at Xavier now. I just think of Sean Miller sweating all the time in March Madness, and he never led them anywhere. I hope this is the year for Arizona to kind of make a pretty good run, because I think them versus Alabama would be fun. They looked great against UCLA in the Pac-12 championship game, this Alabama team is kind of a juggernaut. It's going to take someone big to bring them down. I don't think they're going to be a team that gets upset. So I like where you're going here, there, Dave, with a potential matchup between those two teams down the line. Let's go ahead and move on to the East here at the top left-hand side of your bracket. Purdue, the number one seed. I'm not a huge fan of Purdue, man. I've not been super impressed by them. Ty, you talked about Rutgers earlier, who aren't even in the tournament. I watched Rutgers beat them on their home floor earlier this year, and then they covered a spread last week against Purdue, like 7 points. I don't know how Purdue is 1-1 overall. Not at all. I think like three or four teams rushed their court this year after they beat Purdue. And I'm like, after like the third team to rush, the second team to rush your court, you got to stop. Like there, it's because it's not that impressive. Indiana rushed the floor after beating Purdue, which is not a great look in a rivalry game. Anyway, in the East, the team I have been wildly impressed with, Memphis. Memphis has looked great down the stretch. Since January, they've only lost one game to a team not named Houston. And then they absolutely annihilated Houston in the AAC championship game. Granted, there was no Marcus Sasser, but their guards were just lighting it up. If you can shoot like that come March, your team is going to really thrive, especially if you can get to the line and hit your free throws. I like Memphis here against FAU. Ty, you talked about not getting tricked with one of these FAU type teams. Memphis is only a 2.5 point favorite against FAU. They're in such good form right now. Go ahead and give me Memphis to cover that spread on the first night. And I actually have a future on Memphis as well, which we'll get into on the second half of the show. This whole tournament run that they just led was just so impressive for me. They've been so good since January, man. This is one of the teams to keep an eye out for. Who? Yeah, Memphis is trying to become a blue blood, and this is the year they make that statement. The whole Imani Bates thing was kind of a disaster, so they're really trying to figure things out over there. You did, Dave, you mentioned it's the competition thing. It is much worse competition because Memphis went through Houston to get to this point, and FAU was going through, like, Dunk City, whatever that team was, Florida Gulf Coast. Like, they're not going through really buzzsaw-type teams. So I do have one more pick in the East. Ty, did you want to give your pick for the East or anything first? Another Memphis guy. I like that, Ty. I actually have that. We said that we didn't do our brackets. I've done like round one in most of my brackets, and I have USC winning. So I love that pick. How hungry is Tom Izzo, though? Like, he can lose this game and not be fired, right? Like, why does he? I don't know. I haven't been impressed with Michigan State, and I'm not afraid of Tom Izzo. I'm just not. Yeah. He might be already booking a cruise for next week. I have a pick here, and it's even further down on the east side, Ty. It is Marquette taking on Vermont, another team that is hot at the right time. Marquette looked as impressive as anybody in their tournament. They're a two seed for a reason. They're only 10.5-point favorites over the 15 Vermont. Vermont is a joke. Go ahead and give me Marquette. 10.5. That's all my analysis there. Golden Eagles fly. Yeah, true that. Dave, any picks left in the East region? Yeah, Shire's done a really good job there towards the second end half of the season, and Filipowski has looked like a beast. He's kind of a sleeper if you think Duke can make a run for most outstanding player, because he's been really good. I do like Oral Roberts in this game to cover. I don't think they're going to win, so I'm not going to be on that with you, Dave. But I see the rationale. Thank you. Yeah, Duke's not overlooking these guys, especially after they, you know, Duke already has had a couple of these upsets in the round of 64 as well. Like, Duke's a team that has done this, so I don't think they do that to their first-year head coach. Let's move on to the West. There's two more regions here. Let's cover the West. A popular team, popular before conference tournament play to reach the Final Four was UConn. I kept hearing UConn's name. Everyone loves Sebago. They're a big team. They're 9.5-point favorites against Iona. I'm going to take UConn to rally because I know they looked bad in the conference tournament game. I think they make a bounce back here. They've had a week to regroup. They're going to cover 9.5 points against Iona. They got dropped to this 4 seed. They're going to make a run in this tournament. Give me UConn to cover. I do too. Me too. I would also be on Arkansas if I were going to bet this game. I think this is one of those games that I'm going to stay away from because I don't love either of them right now. But yeah, I'm agreeing with both of you. There are legitimately, I think I could see, coming out of the West, I could see Kansas, I could see UConn, I could see TCU, I could see UCLA, maybe even Gonzaga. That's 5 teams that I could see coming out of the West legitimately. This is stacked, and this is going to be the fun region to watch, I think. I have one more pick in the West region. Dave, do you have one more pick before I get to mine? All right, so I am going to take, and it is known here that I am a Gonzaga fan, I think 15.5 points against Grand Canyon is too many. And these boys know I've been a fan of Grand Canyon. If you follow me on Action, you know I've been backing Grand Canyon. Grand Canyon has been a wagon this season. They are a fun team to watch. 15.5 points for a Gonzaga team that is not overly impressive. Now, they have been hot, as we've talked about it several times. Get hot at the right time. That's when it's important. But this Gonzaga team has not super impressed me this year. And I really like the way Grand Canyon's been playing. Give me Grand Canyon to cover 15.5 points. Yeah, they've been better recently, but you're right. I mean, they started the season off really poor, and the talent that they've had in years past is just not there right now. So, they have some super fringe NBA guys. They've got Anton Watson, Julian Strother. Those guys are kind of like super fringe, not really NBA players, but like could play overseas and do really well. They don't have Jalen Suggs. They don't have a Nimhard. They don't have those guys right now. And so, yeah, I think Gonzaga is a team that, even though they're a 3 seed, they're going to be – it's one of two things for Gonzaga. They're going to make a run or they're not making the Sweet 16. Yep, let's go ahead. Let's go to the Midwest, our final region here before we take a short break and we head and give our final four picks and our props. We are kind of – gosh, this podcast is flying by. We're 25 minutes in. So let me go ahead. I'll rattle off my two picks. If you guys have anything on either of these, let me know. My first pick, I love – Ty, you mentioned this earlier, another 5-12 game. You're not getting suckered into Drake. Neither am I. Give me Miami, -1.5 points. Miami's one of those rare teams where they had a player win ACC Player of the Year, and I think he's arguably, you could argue, he's their third best player on that team. I think Wong is a great scorer. Jordan Walker is the best player on that team. He's the best player in the ACC. I think he's going to cause a lot of problems here in the tournament. I think if they end up taking up on Indiana in the second round, in the round of 32, that'll be a Sunday matchup. I think that's a nightmare for Indiana. I really do, because they're just relying on Trayce Jackson-Davis to do everything, because they're going to need Hood Schifino to score some points. So go ahead and give me Miami 1.5. I mentioned Indiana in the second round because my second pick is on Indiana. If Indiana can make the second round, I like Kent State to cover 4.5. Indiana's a team that has really struggled to defend the three this year, and Kent State lights it up from deep. They shoot like 8.5 threes a game at a pretty decent clip. They have more Pythagorean wins than Indiana if you love the advanced analytics like I don't. I can't even fake that. I hate advanced analytics, but that's a good one. I think Kent State, they're going to keep this game close. I love Mike Woodson. Mike Woodson's my guy. I think Trayce Jackson-Davis was the best player in college basketball this season outside of Brandon Miller. But go ahead and give me Kent State to cover 4.5 here. This is going to be a nail-biter for Indiana. I think they win. I think they come back and win. I think they're down, and then they come back late. I just don't think they're going to have enough for Miami in the second round. Houston has a forward that pulled down 20 rebounds in the conference championship game. A forward. He's like 6'7". I love that second one. I'm staying away from the Colgate matchup. That's one of the teams that Ty talks about that everyone kind of gasses up every year. But when I was looking at those numbers, man, I get addicted to seeing teams that shoot a lot of threes. That's a very perimeter-based team, and all it takes is one dude to get hot on that team. And yeah, so I'm going to stay away from that because I think it's 14.5, 13.5, 13.5, something like that. Yeah, so I'm staying away from that. I think you're spot on with everything you said about Texas A&M, though. That is a very underseeded team. I'm hoping the committee continues to finagle so we see more of these matchups that the people want to see. Everyone loves a Cinderella that ruins a bracket, but a Cinderella that ruins an opportunity to see a matchup that you really want kind of sucks. Yeah, I'm with you on A&M there, Dave. All right, let's take a quick break here. When we come back, we are going to talk Final Four projections, who's our champion, and a couple of us might have bets for most outstanding. Stick around. And we are back. Let's go right to Ty. Ty, Final Four, this is where I know you thrive. You love more than anything. You love making these future prop bets in March Madness. Let's go region by region here, and we'll all go around. So I'll start with Ty. Who do you have making the Final Four out of your East region? Give me your prop. Whoa. Who do you think takes them out? Do you have Memphis? Interesting. All right, Dave, anything on who's your East Region Final Four contender? So Dave, you know what's funny is that both of you are taking Duke. I'm not taking Purdue either. I am taking Memphis plus 1,600 to make the Final Four. And I was thinking of it this way, Dave. I would rather face Purdue than Tennessee. I'm not impressed with Purdue. I think if you shut down Edie, you can beat them pretty easily. I've seen several teams do it this season. And Tennessee is a team that we know when they get hot, they can score a lot of points. And so I would rather face Purdue than face Tennessee. I think Tennessee actually beats Duke. So I have Memphis advancing to the Final Four out of the East region. That's plus 1600. They are an 8 seed. So obviously they're a huge, dog to do this, but they are my lowest rated team to reach the Final Four, of my four picks. I just think it's really it's they have it really set up well for them. So right. So the East will be taking on the South in their side of the bracket. Who do you have, Dave? Let's start with Dave. Who do you have from the South? I think we probably all three have the same team from the South. Thank you. That's a pretty great bet. I am also going Alabama. It's plus 180 in my book for them to reach the Final Four. Everything you guys have said, they're the best team in college basketball right now. I do want to say this. Nate Oates, get control of your program. I don't know what they're doing. Listen, whether or not Brandon Miller was involved in whatever may have happened, the rallying cries that you're using, like the fans are going with, like, oh, we're killing our way through the SEC. Did you see those shirts? That's embarrassing, man. A kid died. Like, whether or not you had anything to do with it, the kid died with gun violence. Like, terrible. It's gross, man. It's gross, man. And Brandon Miller is the best player in college basketball. And look, I'm not going to convict somebody before I know everything that happened, obviously. So whether or not he did it, like, that's, it's just have feel. You know what I mean? I don't care if you've done the pat down all year. Like, have a little bit of feel, Brandon Miller. Right. Agreed. And I think Nate Oates is a great coach, by the way. I'm going to go ahead and get off my soapbox here. Let's move on to the West. Ty and I both had some talk, so I guess I'll start us off here. Give me UConn, a number 4 seed. UConn's always a favorite of mine when we go into March Madness. I love picking UConn because they seem to be the team. It doesn't matter who is playing for them. It could be Kimball Walker. It could be these guys right now. Like, I like them to reach the Final Four every year just because it's UConn. Go ahead and give me that at plus 440. Hawkes. I don't know why I think Kansas is just super vulnerable right now. Like, they've gotten lit up by Texas twice in the last month. And I understand that, like, Marcus Carr is a really good guard. But you can't get lit up by one of the 5 good teams. Like, they lost by like 16 to Texas earlier this month, and then they lost by 20 the next time they played them. Like, it was bad. I just don't trust them when it gets later in the tournament against better teams. Yes, I think they're going to make the Sweet 16. Final Four, I can't get with that. That's why I have UConn taking them out a little earlier. So let's move on. Last branch of the bracket here, Midwest. Dave said he keeps going chalk. Are you going to remain chalk here? What are the odds on Marcus Carr to win Most Outstanding Player? Because that could definitely happen, Ty, if you want to look that up while I give my Midwest pick and just kind of butt in whenever you have it. I'm also going chalk, Dave. I'm going Houston. It was for me, it was also the easiest pick. I think Houston's the best, you know, team when they're fully healthy. We did say Alabama's the best team in the nation because Brandon Miller is the best player in the nation. The most outstanding player in the nation is going to be Marcus Sasser. I'll go with both here. Marcus Sasser, most outstanding player, plus 700. I think he comes back after injury and just kind of puts the team on his back, does what he's been doing all year. He plays both sides of the ball. He's a fantastic player, and I think that if it's a coin flip between he and Brandon Miller at the end of it, they're not going to give it to Brandon Miller just because of the optics of everything that's been going on. It's going to be Marcus Sasser, who represents everything you want in a college basketball program. On the court, he plays both sides of the ball hard. Off the court, you never have any issues with him. I really like him a lot. And if he's not out, able to be there for the 64 and 32, that's going to really suck for my odds, but it's also going to be a big blow for Houston. For my champion, I guess I'll lead us off with the champions round. Unless Ty has found the odds on Marcus Carr. Okay. My champion, I'm going to take Houston at plus 500. I think I'm going to have them beating Alabama. Karma's going to catch up. Go ahead and give me two ones matching up in the finals. Give me Houston to win this thing, plus 500. We've been through all the reasons. I'm really excited to see Sasser versus Miller. I really hope that that matchup happens in the championship game, and I think the fans will be treated to a good one. I mean, they're one seeds for a reason. So, and plus money for that's not bad value. You have 3 1 seeds in your final four. So, if you really think that, then plus 120 is great value for you. Yeah, everyone wants to see a 12 make a run, but it's more likely than not it's going to be the ones that get there. Wow. Yeah. All right. And as you were doing that, Marcus Carr, by the way, plus 2,800 to win Most Outstanding Player. Ty, I'm going to go ahead and lock that in as your Most Outstanding Player bet. I hate watching Virginia play basketball. I hope they get out in the first round. That's my only take on Virginia basketball. I mean, they drag basketball into the mud. It's just not fun to watch the way they do things. Yeah, Tony Bennett's a basketball terrorist. Anything else, Dave? Do you have a most outstanding? Anything left on our boards? I mean, I know we're going to be tweeting out picks and stuff, but Google just told us we have like 7 minutes left until they're kicking us off. So, Dave, anything left? Beautiful. Where can the people follow us so they can see our picks? Dave is going to be picking every single game live. He just gave me a side eye. Embarrassing for Rutgers. Okay, yeah. Be sure to follow us there. We will be giving out picks. We'll link our actions there at some point because you can see all of my picks in lifetime on Action Network. That's where I put everything if you want to follow my parlays. Ty, one last thing. Oh, yeah. Okay. Love it. Great pick. Thank you guys for following, listening, downloading, subscribing, leaving comments. We will see you all again next week. Happy betting.